So approximately once a month, there is a gathering of geeks, a gaggle of geeks. It's an array of geeks, isn't it? I think that's the proper collective noun. And we come to Station X, which is a geek meet in the canteen, Hut 4. Stay away from the coffee. at Bletchley Park, which, funnily enough, is in Bletchley, not far from Milton Keynes in the United Kingdom. Check out at Station X on Twitter should you want to know when these meetings occur. The kind of people that come are...
At 125 F8.
At 125...
F8.
I would say 125, because people won't spell it out.
125, the numbers, yeah.
We're just rebranding Gordon here. Gordon, what do you do?
Attempt to be a photographer.
What do you do for money?
I work in a fridge.
Are you one of those fresheners that sits on a shelf?
No. I'm a supervisor for a chilled warehouse.
Ah, okay.
So I freeze my ass off at 3 degrees.
And so when you get home, apart from thawing out, you plan and arrange and organise potential freelance photography work?
Attempt to, yes. Do quite a bit of free stuff as well, so that tries to bring in more work. Failing miserably at the minute.
Failing is the path to success and learning. So you can't be an expert in what you're doing without making all the mistakes in that field.
I'm learning that very quick.
Excellent. And you do weddings and bar mitzvahs, should people want?
I'll photograph anything within reason. The most recent was the... No. I won't do that.
I'm not asking you to do it, just witness and capture.
No, I won't witness and capture it either. I draw a line because there's enough people out there doing that, and they have to do that. I will do anything that's clean.
Okay.
The most.
There is computation... Competition in titillation.
I believe so. The most recent I've done was I shot the At Rocks Festival in Amateur Park, which had The Feeling headlining.
Nice. Get some nice music shots.
Yes. Yeah.
All good for stock. Over here we have...
MC Fontaine.
MC Fontaine on Twitter. That's with an E on the end. I can't think of any other way of spelling Fontaine, actually. And you, I know, are an audio wrangler, because I quite often use your services.
You do. I'm an audio engineer, or as I call it, audio wrangling, and a musician.
What brings you here?
Station X. I'm always here for Bletchley Park, basically. Love this place. There's a lot of history here. More people should know about it.
And you're connected with Alan Turing Year, aren't you?
Yeah, for the last couple of years, I've been doing capturing audio for the Alan Turing Centenary Committee. So last weekend was the weekend after Turing Centenary. So we had a Turing Education Day here. So we had a number of speakers here. We had Jack Copeland, Kevin Warwick from Reading University, Captain Jerry Roberts, who's the last surviving actual codebreaker from Bletchley Park, who gave a brilliant talk for about an hour and a quarter. It was a really good day, 10 speakers.
So, doing a lot of kind of volunteering work in your spare time, capturing these living legends who I can't imagine what's going to happen when we use the word the last of. When they actually go, it's going to be a very sad day. We've lost quite a few in the not too distant past. Over here.
At Computed on Twitter. Or Adam Bradley in real life, C-O-M-P-U-T-I-D.
And what do you do here?
I'm a volunteer at the National Museum of Computing in H-Block, and I restore vintage computers.
You love it there, don't you? You've got access to some juicy technology, and on your MacBook here, there is a sticker that says, my other computer is a Cray. And if it wasn't for the fact that was true, I'd think that's a cheesy sticker.
Yeah, I have one in my garage, and I also work at one at the museum. So, yeah, it's more than true.
A suite of Crays. What do you like about this place?
I like the history. I like the fact that it's preserved, and it played a huge part in, recovery of Britain in World War II. I also like the fact that it's the world's first purpose-built computer heritage site. I mean, it's the world's first purpose-built data centre, and that's quite important in history. You know?
And when you think about how... the history of modern computing sits here and what Bletchley Park played in that. It's only very recently we learned about that, wasn't it?
It is, yeah. Unfortunately, a lot of it was kept secret. And, I mean, there's lots of interesting things, like the speed at which the punch tape is read in Colossus wasn't rivaled until the 70s in computing, which is just insane, because in the 40s they were doing that. So it's just, it's brilliant.
Where can people go to learn more about that when visiting Bletchley Park?
If you're visiting Bletchley Park, you can go to the National Institute of Computing in H Block. There is a small entrance fee, and we're open Thursdays and Saturdays. Or if you just want to see Colossus, it's 7 days a week, and there's another small entrance fee for that. If you want to learn more online, it's www.tnmoc.org, and you read more about us there.
It's worth every penny. If there is a geek gene in your Medicurian-laced body, you have to come check out some of the tech and history that's on display here.
Hello, Filz.
Filz, spell
at
it.
Filz, at Filz, F-I-L-C-E.
And what do you do normally?
Normally I design office interiors. So a little bit strange to, doing the Geek Meet stuff, but very much a geek, so yeah, like coming here.
What makes you a geek?
I suppose, really, because of my age, I grew up when all the BBC Micros were around and all the ZX81s and the Spectrums. So from that point of view, I got into programming and I got really into computers and understand computers. So kind of that kind of thing, that's really my take on it. So coming here is like a perfect heaven for me, if you like, spending all my time here, so it's really good.
So what do you hope for the future of Bletchley Park?
Having seen some of the lectures the other weekend at the Turing weekend, I went to Oxford and saw the CEO, the new CEO here, talk about Bletchley Park and the funding that they've got, etc. For me, it's going to see all the buildings restored and seeing all the huts restored and also the new visitor centres and just seeing it becoming a world-class museum, I guess. I think that's where it's going to end up.
And this, of course, is aided by more visitors coming and spending their money, donations online, and this constant and very necessary kind of trickle of cash, whether people are donating or coming to exchange cash for an experience here at the place itself. Thanks a lot. What do you do in your normal life, and who are you?
All right, I'm Helen Armfield, and I can be found on Twitter with that as well. What I do in my normal life is a whole mixture of things. I write and I sing and I'm moving into stand-up, but I also quite active in the home education community, which is really kind of my interest in this place. The idea of coding and computing is quite an alternative activity.
For home education?
For everybody. I think it's still an area where the spirit of sort of punk and anarchy still live in a world that's quite bland by comparison.
So coding for kids has become quite a meme recently. Did it go away totally and now it's come back with a flourish, or was it always there in the background?
I think it was always there in the background. It's become something that certain media bodies have latched onto, and they're using that as a phrase because it's beautifully alliterative and it looks nice on a page and it's very easy to say, oh yeah, we're going to talk about that. But I think that children programming, as a child of the 80s, and I grew up programming, on what computers there were then, and it's just something that's never gone away. It never occurred to me not to have my own children doing those things as well. So
hopeful futures when it comes to, kids getting back to kind of looking at the guts of how all of this is done, or do you think, as some do, that teaching coding to kids is like teaching Latin in a way?
No, I think my personal interest is in the mathematics and the architecture behind how computing works. I think that without those things, it's actually then very difficult to move into coding. But when you've got that as a structure, coding is not the only thing you can do with it. You can do languages, you can do music. And if those parts of your brain are developed when you're the right age for them to be developed, which to my mind is under 8, then you're actually quite well set for the future. So even if you then fall out of doing these things, when you come back to them as an adult, the connections and the synapses and the structures are all there, and you should, with a bit of effort, not find it too hard to actually then develop the very specific skills and the very specific languages that you need.
That's genuinely really quite fascinating. Yeah, I never thought of it like that. Why Station X? Why are you here?
I live in Bletchley, so apart from anything else, I have an interest in the history of computing and the way things work. I'd be a bit strange not to involve myself in some way. As a place to come, I really enjoy it. It's a useful day. We live locally. We come and we use the playground. I find it quite an inspirational place to work on a couple of projects that I'm doing at the moment, which have a link into history and things are perhaps a bit more esoteric than specifically computing. It's just generally a nice oasis in what's actually quite a busy and, although green, not particularly green, place to live.
It's interesting as well. If you pay to enter Bletchley Park, I believe that ticket is good for a year. If you are coming to Station X, you do actually get free access, providing you become, I guess, an ambassador and share your passion online about what this place is about. And someone who does that a lot, Sean, Twitter name, please.
My Twitter name is at Mubsta, which is my business, which is M-U-B-S-T-A.
Have you got other Twitter names?
Yeah, at Sean Armstrong is the one I tend to sort of just throw all sorts of things in, but at Mubster is my photography business side, which I'm developing, to use a pun.
What do you do when you're developing your photography business?
My photography business works with businesses and projects in three areas: creating image libraries that show what they do in an honest way, documenting special events and activities, and also creating abstract artwork based on themes for them to promote and develop what they do, or to, like Bletchley Park, for instance. I created a range of abstract artwork from photography, looking inside Enigma machines, various other bits and pieces, which has been created, which has produced artwork, which is in a corporate in town in Milton Keynes, which helps promote Bletchley Park through the corporate fundraising, and so try and cross over a few different areas, really.
So why come to Station X?
Well, I used to work here about 10 years ago. I was operations director. As soon as you come here, you get the place under your skin. You realise the heritage, what it did for us as a country, what it did in terms of developing innovation, special people, embracing people with all different skill sets, and I like that. And once you're here, you don't tend to leave. There's a part of you that's always part of Bletchley Park. My dad was of such an age that he took part in World War II, so there's always been a part of my history that has looked back on that period of time. So it's an exciting time to be involved with Bletchley Park and to see it transform and change, and particularly the crossover with people who understand the technological history and how Turing and all his work, and also very, very clever people who weren't necessarily geeks, but who fought for a cause, worked together, solved problems, and we did the great British thing, you know, sort of shed mentality at its very best.
How would you convince, apart from everything you've just said, somebody who doesn't know anything about Bletchley Park in a couple of sentences to actually come here, visit and experience?
Come along and prepare to be surprised at how much, particularly the local community, how much this has had an effect on the world. Come along and find out what goes on, and you'll be hooked.
Thank you very much, Sean. And it's a cosy, intimate group today. I wouldn't normally wander around and get a little bit from everybody, but it's the diehards have braved the weather and ventured here. And it's always nice, always open. Just pay attention to the at Station X, and come next time, perhaps.
You haven't said about yourself.
I haven't said about myself.
No, you haven't said how you came to know about
yourself. Go to documentally.com. I tend to throw stories and randomness there. For me, Bletchley Park was introduced to me through a tweet from Sizemore, who said, "This isn't far away from you. I'm hoping to visit at the invitation of Sue Black, and I think it would be really handy if you got involved." And that kind of was the beginning of what feels like a very long journey, but I don't think it's any more than 2 years or so. 3 years, is it? Wow. Okay, so third year of us being here, and as soon as I came here, I thought, wow, there's so many stories just kind of captured and held within the compound as such that is Bletchley Park, and how much of a treasure trove that is, and how easy it will be to share. Let's invite some geeks, let's do a regular monthly get together perhaps, so that some of those stories can leak out. And I think the key thing though was potentially suggesting to Kelsey that they should be using Twitter and these tools, and I came in and did a day, or it wasn't even a full day, it was a couple of hours of consultation where I just gave my time in order for them to hopefully pick up some tips and tricks. I should really do it again, because the world has moved on and there's so many more tools and but to see the evolution of how Bletchley Park has communicated online, I can't wait to see the evolution of future websites. But as far as the social channels go, they've done wonders, engaging, collaborating, connecting with people internationally, be it the random wayfarer who walks through the gates to the tech blogs and tech ambassadors and startups around the world who've then gone on to support either with words or with money. So it has been an incredible 3 years, and may they be many more